This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
To the phones, to your calls and thoughts still to come. Mark has a horse rescue story, a little unusual phone call for the fire department where you live. Today, Mark, and it involved a horse that had fallen somehow into an above-ground pool.
Yeah, we actually have moved into
You don't have to tell the story right now. We've got calls, but that's coming up here in...
You think we'll ever get to a Johnny Ray?
I have no idea.
No.
I'm sorry, you asked Johnny Ray, but I doubt he probably doesn't know either. But we will get to that before we get to the book, because I did promise the horse story before I promised the book, and we've got to get to the book, too. Which is Economics in One Lesson. We've been going through chapter by chapter and doing kind of a book club here on the air, and we haven't missed a week in the last several weeks, so I don't want to miss
today
it
tonight. We have the parable of Alvin and Calvin or something?
Yeah, it's about savings. It's part one of four in one chapter about savings. Let's go to Scott, though. He's on in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Scott.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
I missed the first hour, and I apologize. Late in the show last night, you had a call from Paul about solar energy.
Yeah.
And he was advocating why it should be subsidized at like 99 cents versus different market rates.
He was advocating that it should be subsidized, and he wants it subsidized more than it currently is in
right.
some places like Maine, which he was talking about how they're going to pass some sort of mandate subsidy thing where anybody
right.
who has solar panels would get 33 cents. But he said he thought it should be 99 cents per kilowatt hour. And we tried to explain to him that when you bring subsidies like that into a marketplace, you throw off all kinds of things economically. And this is a lot of what we've been learning with Economics in One Lesson, are some of the unseen consequences of meddling with the economy like that, like throwing off investment monies and R&D that would maybe otherwise go into different forms of power because you're the government subsidizing one form over another and effectively picking a winner when that may actually not be the best option and the market should be allowed to decide. What were your comments?
Well, I thought your discussion was excellent. You hit it with your normal hard-hitting analysis. But I thought one big thing managed to go over your heads.
Okay.
And I know this from listening to the show. Apparently, the solar industry has purchased or bribed the Maine state legislature into doing this.
Okay.
Because it wouldn't happen any other way. So
that sounds right.
You guys, great discussion. I just
yep.
wanted to.
It's even better point. I wish it would have come to mind. Yeah.
Now, are you speculating on that, or do you have evidence that that's actually what happened?
Oh, no evidence. No evidence. It's
okay.
Speculation,
right.
But things don't
well,
happen.
I thought you said from listening to the show that you heard that. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
that sounded speculative.
For 10 years of listening, I know how these things happen.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily like that. Okay, so let me give you an example. I don't know what Maine's number of state reps are, but here in New Hampshire, there's quite a few of them. There's 400 state representatives, and so it would be very difficult to bribe, half
of
those.
I shouldn't use that word.
Yeah, he's using the term broadly.
Campaign,
what he means is lobbying.
Contributions, influencing, glad-handing, backslapping. If you sign on for this, I'll sign on for that.
It's likely that something like that is occurring at some level, but at the same time, a lot of these legislatures, and I would be interested to see what Maine pays their legislators, if it's, tremendous amount or if it's a low amount, because I know here in New Hampshire it's $100 a year to be a state legislator, and that's not exactly somebody that's really...
But Paul approached you with this case, he used this newspeak term. Well, we're pioneers, and pioneers should benefit. And
right.
when you get a one-sided sales pitch, I mean, you'll buy a timeshare. When you only get one side of the story, I mean, I could make a case that instead of using electric heat, I'll use my Franklin stove and oak firewood, and that will reduce the demand on the electric grid. Should I get a subsidy? You know, these people would be aghast at that.
Indeed, yeah.
There are 151 members, 74 Democrats, 70 Republican, according to the Maine state government website. I don't know if it says here offhand what it is that they get paid.
If I recall correctly, Maine legislators are part-time and paid poorly. But that doesn't mean, you know, that they're not lobbied. And let's not forget that, you know, solar energy just sort of has this ambiance to it. What's this?
Right. People like it. Who could be against solar power,
sure.
Right? I mean, it's... So that's why I'm saying
unicorn.
It may not be like that they're getting money from these agencies. It may simply be that they're making a persuasive argument in front of these panels, you know, these committees that hear these things. Because lobbying works both ways. I mean, you better believe the power companies are coming in there lobbying against this sort of thing. So, you know, that really, ultimately, a lot of these citizen legislatures that we have up here in New England, you're not talking to professional politicians in a lot of circumstances. I'm just going off of what you said, Mark, that they've been poorly paid. I suspect that means it's fairly low compared to other state legislatures. These guys aren't making their bank roll off of being a state legislator in these places. And so a lot of the time it's just, can these people make a persuasive pitch to these average kind of folks that are in these political roles in the state houses? And a lot of the times, yes, they can. Because, again, yeah, you know, who wants to speak out against solar energy and or vote against something that would seemingly promote this ostensible good idea? It would take somebody like a Daryl W. Perry from LibertyLobby.info, which we have here in New Hampshire, or the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, you know, to go into these hearings to speak against the solar committee folks and, you know, give reasons why, hey, you know, this may sound like a good thing. We're not against solar power, but here's why subsidies are a bad idea. And then you have to explain, because to be a state legislator, you don't have to know anything about economics. You don't have to know anything about anything except how to get elected.
Daryl would have a challenge getting on the calendar and being heard in a timely manner. These people build caucuses, one hand washes the other. Look, if you back me on this, I'll back you on that. And, you know, you get these type of arrangements. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, they actually make quite a bit, $13,000 a year. I mean, for up here, I'm used to $100.
The $13,000 a year is bad for state legislators.
For other states, yeah, compared to other states.
New Hampshire is the worst as far as
it's the best. New Hampshire's the best.
I'm not sure I agree with
$100 a year.
No, I'm not sure I agree with you. You consider that a benefit.
Yeah, it is, dude. What would you be against that for?
Do you want... I mean, there are people out there that could be legislators if for the fact that they could make some money to doing it, right?
Yeah, we don't want professional legislators. There's,
would you like to
bad,
have Johnny
dude.
Ray?
Johnny Ray is not interested in being a legislator.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, would you like Johnny Ray to be a legislator?
No, I would not like Johnny Ray to do something he doesn't want to do.
Besides that, let's presume that Johnny Ray could be convinced at this moment to take a job for $30,000 a year to go part-time up to Concord, 1 hour away.
I think Johnny Ray would prefer to clean other people's toilets rather than be in the state legislature.
I think you should ask Mr. Ray as to what he would
want
to do.
Johnny, what would you do?
I would prefer to clean toilets, but if I didn't, I would, I mean...
Would you go up and vote no or vote
yeah,
or not
like,
vote at all?
I'd be like Dr. No.
No.
Yeah. So there you go. Would you like to have Johnny Ray as your legislator?
Go ahead, Scott.
I swear if I could make a couple suggestions for Mary, who had the electric in someone else's name.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody might be trying to get her property declared abandoned.
Mm.
And I just wanted to recommend possibly to her that she establish some utilities in her name, whether it's internet or cable or the water company or a telephone company landline.
It's a good idea. Good recommendation.
Delivered there. Spend a few nights there. Get some pizzas delivered. Something from Home Depot. Get a newspaper subscription. And It sounded like she owns the property. Try to borrow $5,000 or $10,000 on it.
Against it.
And let
yeah.
the
good advice.
The research.
Scott, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up here. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And it is still not too late for you to probably get your orders in at various different places. to get your Christmas holiday shopping taken care of, but you're probably going to have to pay extra for shipping, I would think, sooner rather than later. If you want to get it done, you ought to. MyPillow.com is a great place to get a gift for somebody that you care about, because if you care about somebody, you want them to have better sleep. There are so many things that can come bad from not having good sleep. So you want them to have better sleep. This is an affordable way that could possibly be a life changer for somebody. And if it really isn't that great for them, they can send it back, you know, get the purchase price back. There's actually a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow. It is a pillow that is designed to take shape of basically your head and neck and hold your head in the proper position, no matter which way you lay, you know, on your side, on your back, etc. It works well on all of those, and I'm a big fan of MyPillow. I've never had one before a couple of years ago, and I've been using it every single night, even taking it with me to hotels. Lost one of them at a hotel because I forgot about it recently.
I can't tell me, but how many times have we had to just turn around and go get your MyPillow?
That's happened once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's happened once. In this case, I went too far before I remembered it, and I was just like, well, I've got more of them at home, than one. MyPillow.com, use code FTL, you get half off. And so you can do more than one. If you want to buy more than one, get one for your friends. Get one for your pet. You can do that, too. I think the percentage discount goes down to 30% if you're using the code on the pet pillow. But again, you can go to MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, Ed is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about little free libraries. I just think it's a great opportunity to expose people to books you like.
Yeah, these are cool.
Like versus using like a government library. I've been I put some of my own books out there. Also, V.org, you can buy books in bulk for under a dollar. You can get Economics in One Lesson. It's a trade paperback, but it's not the best, but it's still readable.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. People can read it. If it's got words in it, you know, then that's good.
Yeah,
You define the little free library for people that may be unfamiliar or have not seen these before?
Yeah, they have their own website, littlefreelibrary.org, and it looks sort of like a bird box on a post.
Right.
And people put books in, and then people take books out. It's no cost. It's just sort of like a neighborhood thing.
Yeah, I've seen one. There's actually one. There's two of them, at least, that I know of here in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. Not much of a reader, so I don't spend any time, you know, looking at what's in there. But I think for people that are into books, this is a really great idea that will help get the ideas of, let's say, Liberty, for instance, out there if you put the books in there. Smart stuff.
Yeah, I've been actually spending my own money buying books, but I can get them for under a dollar from B and Constitutions. I don't know if you like those, but I've been putting those in from Cato. And
I was just by Cato.
In the cities.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to comment on that. I went to Cato in December, and they gave me a whole big pile of books, so there you go.
Put them in those little free libraries. Good. I think that's great, because if a book's just sitting on your bookshelf, it doesn't do anybody any good. I mean, it's nice to have it there, but if you're not loaning it out to somebody, then it's not doing any good just sitting there. If you've already read it, what are the odds you're going to come back and read it again anytime soon? I mean, I don't know, maybe some voracious readers love to read their same books over and over again, but I don't do that. Even when I did read books more often, I never really did that. You know, get through one book and you read a different book. So if you take those books that are just sitting on your library shelf and take them down to one of these little free libraries, then somebody else is going to get their hands on it and they're going to read it. And then they might take it back to the little free library when they're done with it.
Yeah.
And then somebody else might be able to read it. And that's how, you know, the ideas get out.
Yeah, I have a tip here, too. When you use their map, if you go where it says city, state, province, region, if you just put in the state and not the city, you'll get more libraries shown on the map.
Good to know. Ed, thank you, man, for sharing that. And I didn't know about the good deals over at Fee. A dollar for a copy of Economics in One Lesson? I mean, we've been reading this book on the air, and yeah, you can get the PDF of it for free, but we're talking about an actual print version for a dollar? I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, you've bought a lot of books to hand out, I know.
I bought. I like Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World. I definitely. That's one of the ones.
It's a great book. It's also long.
Yeah, that's true. Economics in One Lesson is pretty short. In fact, we're going to get to that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Stefan in Ohio. He's on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
How much did you say a legislator in New Hampshire made again?
$100 for a year. Plus, they get a small gas stipend, depending on how far they have to drive.
And you're going to get a kick out of this. Do you know how much representatives in the Ohio House of Representatives make?
I'm going to guess $30,000.
$60,000 a year.
Oh, man. and how many of them are there?
I'm not sure the exact number, okay. But I know my local one, Tim Ginter, confirmed that, yes, they make $60,000 as their base salary. And I think that creates a big problem. Because I don't think legislating should be something you do for a living or for profit. I don't believe in the politician. You know, when it comes to their salary, I think they should be like RC 100. They make nothing. Mm-hmm. But I believe in the idea of statesman, where you can go to work, you can be a teacher, a cashier, whatever. But when you have the free time, you go to the state house and you legislate. Because then there's not really a conflict of interest there. You know, you're not doing this for a living. You're not doing whatever you can to get elected. Some people might look at the $60,000 a year salary here in Ohio and think, darn, I might as well not be, you know, a cashier or something like that. I can just win the seat with a couple hundred votes in one of the least populated districts, and I can make more money than anybody else.
And then you can stay there forever, because once you're the incumbent, you'll never get, you know, elected away.
I don't know, but I'd be willing. Yes, Ohio does have term limits. That just means that they pop around to different positions as opposed to staying at the same one. I don't know, but I would be willing to guess that most of the 99 state reps that are in Ohio are probably unsuccessful attorneys who decided ambulance chasing was a little too much for them, so they went on to work at the state house. They're probably not cashiers. I don't suspect good, hardworking people really ever aspire to it.
By the way, one state representative in Ohio gets paid $20,000 more than the entire budget of pay for the 400 state representatives, because 400 times 100 is $40,000. Now, that doesn't include the gas stipend, but basically for the price tag of one legislator in Ohio, you get 400 of them in New Hampshire.
So, you know, I don't know why that's meaningful, Ian.
Because $100 a year is meaningful. It's a pittance for these people, and it goes to show that these are like true volunteer positions.
Right.
For
these
folks.
That means that our legislator, instead of being full of unsuccessful attorneys, is full of ideological geriatrics.
That's not even necessarily true. Yes, most of them are elderly or older, but not all of them. There
not
are
all
some
of them.
21
not all of the legislators in Ohio are lawyers either.
Yeah.
Even. How come the generalization's okay for Ohio? It's not okay for New Hampshire.
Well, there are people who are not all old in the state of New Hampshire.
Dumb.
You can go in there and you can look at it. There's people in their 40s. There's people in their 20s. There's people in their
30s. I know that, Ian.
Yeah.
Not all of them are. Most of them are.
Some of them are successful business
people. That's the problem with not paying.
It's not a problem to not pay these people, Mark. I can't believe you're arguing to pay more money to state legislators. Hang on, Stefan. If you got more, you can share with us here. You're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You going to dig deep and volunteer to pay them some more?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to get your shopping done, go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to affiliate links like our Walmart link or Newegg.com. You go through those affiliate links, Free Talk Live gets a portion, small portion, but a portion of your purchase price, and we appreciate that. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, all of the arguments here, I get your point about the state representatives. You feel like the fact that they don't get paid much in New Hampshire, it's $100 a year plus a small gas stipend, that means that you get a bunch of old people in the state rep seats. And while I see your point, and there may be some evidence to support it, all the evidence is against you as far as what works. Because New Hampshire has an incredibly small government that is very, very difficult to make larger. And I believe that part of the reason why it's that way is because you don't get professional politicians into these roles. There are not, you know, a failed lawyer is not going to want $100 a year. It is not going to attract the professional sociopaths that would come in all these other states, and that's why you got such a small government.
You just said, I believe, and that's what's important here. So in Maine, they get paid $19,000 a year to do a part-time job.
Yeah.
Are the unsuccessful attorneys out there moonlighting as...
I don't know. Anything about
I'm
Maine.
Sure that there are some.
I know it's not as free as New Hampshire.
But there are some. Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But is that because of New Hampshire's very large legislature?
I believe that plays a role, because each
right.
legislator has less power.
And that doesn't
power.
Have anything to do with the paycheck. right? Yeah. Like the
paycheck has to do with the kind of person that's going to be attracted to that particular role. Is this person looking for a career, or is this person looking to try to make their community better, try to change the government for the better?
Is the main legislator who gets $14,000 a year, are they looking for a paycheck, or are they looking to make their community better? All I'm saying is, Ian, that purporting this $100 a year as a solution to anything is dubious at best.
No, I didn't say it was a solution to anything. I just said it's better than paying these people because, number one, you don't have to pay them as much, which means the government's a little bit smaller. And number two, it keeps these people, keeps their egos in check, I think, to some extent.
I don't think it does. I mean, they're all about those license plates and those sorts of things. They've got the same ego. They want.
Oh, great. They get a license plate that means they don't get pulled over when they're driving to the state.
They get a license plate that says at the grocery store when somebody walks by their car, they say, oh, that's a state rep. They get a special license plate.
Sure.
It says state rep on it.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. That's
so
true.
I think that.
I bet they have that in Maine, too.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a glass of hog spit difference between paying your representative $19,000 a year, $14,000 a year, and or $100. I just don't think there's any big difference.
Really?
I think that you might get
there's
a few more
factor
young
of
10 people.
Difference.
I think you might get a few more young people to be involved with the $14,000 a year.
I think $100,000. Okay. So yeah, there would be a
right. I would be against paying that amount,
difference.
But I am just saying that you might get some more.
So some amount is too much for you?
Yes.
What amount?
I think that, you know, keeping it, making sure that no attorney can make a living doing it. So $30,000 a year
$30,000 a year.
All that I would be talking about.
So you're saying
but
that
you
as a small government person are demanding that the New Hampshire state
anything.
Legislature go from $100 a year, which would cost them about $40,000 to pay the entire state legislature for a year right now, about $40,000 is what it costs to pay 400 state reps. You're saying take that up to $1.2 million, and you're calling yourself a small government person.
I'm telling you that you're going to have that. That's the best you can do.
Yeah.
You're raising the amount. Those people spend that in a second in Concord, okay? That amount of money is a pittance there. Your low-paid representatives don't mind blowing $1.2 million on the dumbest program out there.
Yeah, now you want to pay them more to do dumb crap.
No. Well, I'm only trying to show you that it doesn't make a difference.
Sure it does. It makes a difference in that you're
okay.
Costing another $1 million.
But I think what your program of paying $100 a year really only gets a bunch of old busybodies up there trying to tell everybody
what's
what
to do. What's
it
matter whether they're old busybodies or young busybodies? The New Hampshire state government
because
has a smaller government
than elsewhere.
Because a
representative is supposed to represent and a bunch
they
of
don't.
Geriatric...
That's a scam. That's a scam. Nobody
I understand it's a lie, but that's their name, Ian.
You don't
you
have to play into that by advocating they get more money.
You can't tell me that 70-year-olds, I'll bet you I can show in places where they get more money that you have a more representative age group than the 70-year-olds that populate the Concord legislature. Ian?
But yet you are calling, so you're saying that you think that they should get paid more, but you want to pay it voluntarily?
What do you mean?
Is that right? Because, you know, you're supposed to be small government. You're supposed to support lower government, lower spending. But here you are saying you want an extra million-plus dollars to these people. Where's the money going to come from?
There's nothing voluntary about what they do. They force their will on you.
I understand that.
So
but you're advocating they force more of their will by forcing more taxes out of people. Raise the taxes is what you're saying.
No. I'm happy to cut the taxes, cut those taxes out of
marijuana.
Are you
saying it should cut from somewhere else?
Ian, I want a small government as badly as you do.
Yeah. Well, then stop advocating to grow it.
No, I'm not advocating to grow it.
What are you saying?
I'm telling you that you are saying that these people being paid $100 a year is a solution to something, and it's a solution to nothing. It has
I didn't
consequences.
Say it was a solution. I just said
yes,
it was better
did.
Than paying them more.
I say that it may not be.
Well, all the evidence is New Hampshire's the small government compared to the other states. So, you know, it seems to me it's working fine.
Yeah. Look, that isn't. specifically, you know as well as I do, that's not the reason. The reason is because there's 400 reps in New Hampshire, and it's nearly impossible to get a bill through.
Yeah, and
that's why our government is the smallest in the state. Not because it's full of old people up there, because there's plenty of old Democrats that would love to spend your money in Concord. It's just difficult for them to get things through.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Republicans went, took the House in 2010, wow. They gerrymandered the towns, and now the Republicans are going to control the House until 2020 when they gerrymander the houses, the towns again.
I'm glad that these state representatives are voting this crap down when people like you propose that they increase their pay.
Here's what I propose.
Because they see the value in this. They see that there's a value to not paying these state reps any kind of professional salary.
I propose the state reps just go right ahead and change the Constitution so it says they need a 75% vote to bring a law in and a 50% mm-hmm. vote to bring to get rid of a law. And then you'd see some stuff starting to get done in Concord. But you know that's not going to happen because the old people that you're so happy are getting paid $100 a year aren't going to do that because they don't want small government.
Well, they're all going to die at some point, Mark. So
and they'll be
really
replaced
matter.
By other old people just
no,
as they always
there
have
are a
been
lot
in
of,
New Hampshire.
A lot of libertarians of younger ages who are running and they're winning. I mean, look, yep. The fact is you don't have to be old. You can just be independently wealthy. And there are a ton of cryptocurrency people coming in here.
Why in the world would a cryptocurrency person want to run for office if you're independently wealthy?
I don't know,
wealthy?
Mark. Maybe the reason they moved to New Hampshire was because they wanted to get more freedom in their lifetime. They're joining this New Hampshire freedom migration that we talk about every single night here
Rich
on Free Talk
Live. Rich people have plenty of freedom. It's the poor people they're supposed to represent that need the freedom, Ian.
Yeah, I understand that. So what I'm saying to you is that there are libertarians who've moved here, like the three of us in the studio, excluding Johnny Ray. He moved here, but he wouldn't do this. But like the three of us in the studio, have moved here to become active inside or outside of the system to achieve some sort of semblance of more freedom in our lifetime. Amongst those people, you have a much higher incidence of interest in running for political office.
That's true.
We've seen dozens of people in any given two-year term here in New Hampshire, because it's only 2 years, dozens of principled, liberty-oriented people will run for these offices, and in the last time, almost two dozen of them won those offices. And almost all of those people are middle-aged or younger. They are not elderly people.
I've seen a bunch of them, and I've talked to many, many, many more who say they cannot do it or cannot continue to do it because they don't make enough money.
Yeah, I understand that.
And that
well, that's going to change as you see these libertarians coming
in
here.
My claim that paying legislators might very well shrink the government.
I'm telling you that you've got libertarians who should be very, very wealthy, if not already, within the next year or so, who are going to be moving here to New Hampshire, and that means that if they, you know, if they don't need to work, then they got plenty of time to run for political office. Do you think there are a bunch of libertarians who are crypto millionaires right now, Mark?
I don't know where they live, and I don't know why they'd run for office.
Well, maybe they care about their community and making the government smaller. More coming up.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. And moments remain here. Maybe enough time to get you on the air with us, with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. You like the show, you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, then please amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $5 a month to the show with PayPal or credit card, or if you want to, you can still use Bitcoin. Not many people are, but you can use it over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And Mark, you and I were arguing so vociferously about your insistence that state legislature people should get paid more than $100 per year.
Nope, didn't say that.
No?
Nope, that's not what I said.
No?
Over and over again.
What were you saying, then?
I was saying, as I said, that your claim that New Hampshire state reps getting paid $100 a year doesn't have anything to do with the smaller government.
But
in
you weren't advocating to pay state representatives more than $100 a year? Because it sure as hell sounded like it.
No,
the last
I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever they want in Concord.
Weren't you just talking off the air about raising money to pay state reps more than $100 a year?
Oh, that was a completely different conversation, but I will be happy to explain my plan if you'd like to
hear it. Never mind. Let's just go to Stefan in Ohio. Stefan, I'm sorry, you were on with us. You heard that whole conversation. You say, you told me on Skype, Mark doesn't get it. Go ahead.
He doesn't get it. And yes, he was advocating for raising.
Yeah, it seems pretty clear to me.
I am not advocating.
Johnny Ray, you were sitting here.
He said $30,000 a year.
Yeah, you said, you asked me what a threshold would be that it would,
you said low pay attracts a bunch of old people,
yes,
and that's bad. And so the suggestion is you're saying you want it to be higher.
No, I'm not suggesting that. I don't care.
It's good to see that Mark is showing his colors as a Republican.
You clearly care. You spent the last half hour arguing for
an increase in spending.
Yeah, well, Republicans and Democrats agree that people should get to spend more. Then why is it that the House that's populated with Republicans and Democrats still haven't raised that rate?
They haven't voted on it, I suppose.
Oh, no, there have been proposals to increase it, and they shoot it down because they know it's good to not pay state legislators more than $100 a year.
And the reason I said he doesn't get it is because the system of only paying them $100, or rather nothing, as I would prefer, is the fact that you have... You are more likely to attract people that will do it as a statesman sort of thing instead of getting people that go into a career. My local representative in the state house was a minister at a large church around here, and the only reason he got elected is because all of his church buddies went out and voted for him. He used it as a career. And if you're not paying people much of anything, they're not going to see it as a career. Now, are you going to get some old people who are living off of Social Security now and just want something to do? Of course, but what system would you prefer, Mark? Would you prefer the possibility of getting actual people who believe in liberty in there? Or would you rather pay them $30,000 a year and make it a career?
$30,000 is not a career by any stretch of the imagination. People that, you know, liberty-minded people are going to try to get in no matter what, and the only thing that's stopping them, from what I can tell here in New Hampshire, is that they have to work real jobs.
Yeah, they're not going to have to for long because a lot of them have cryptocurrency, and that's what my recent open letter was about that I wrote over at freekeen.com inviting, hey, libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, those of you out there who either already have tremendous wealth that you've never possibly could have imagined for yourself because of your cryptocurrency investments in the early days, you really need to get up here to New Hampshire because we already have the best libertarian group here. It's growing. There are thousands who've moved here and thousands more are coming as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Many of them are into cryptocurrency. Some got in early. Some of them didn't get in early, but they are well aware of crypto and they want to acquire it. Many of these people, whether they are immediately wealthy or will be in another year or two, this is a game changer for politics because many of the Republicans and Democrats don't have the inside scoop on these cryptocurrencies. Back in the early days, it was a very libertarian thing. It's not as much these days, but in the early days, it certainly was, and that's all money that can be spent inside the political system, running campaigns, funding other people's campaigns to defeat these statists that have been in there forever and give the libertarians a leg up. We already have libertarians who've gotten elected here over the past decade to the point where there's probably a couple dozen of them. Many of them are running as Republicans and Democrats, but they're getting elected. And having more money entering into that system, entering into that process, is going to be a good thing. Because you can win a state representative seat here for like $500 worth of spending. It doesn't take a whole lot to win these
seats. Can you give me an example of somebody who is wealthy, doesn't have to work, and decided to go into politics for to support liberty inside the state of New Hampshire?
Yeah, I bet you could find them in the state house for sure.
We're betting, so you cannot give me an example. Is that what you're saying?
If I thought about it real hard, I'm sure I could. You already said that some of those old people are wealthy. That's why they went into the state house.
They're retired, and I think it's different. They've retired.
Means they've got enough income coming in to take care of themselves.
Yes,
right.
It's true.
Isn't that wealthy enough?
Yeah, I don't think that's.
Why does it matter how wealthy they are?
It's because we're talking about getting younger people in, right?
Well, I don't care if they're young or old, as long as they care about freedom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd be happy to have as many liberty-loving old people move to New Hampshire to get in the house.
We got more libertarians in the state house here in New Hampshire than any other state house in the rest of the country.
But how many
you're complaining?
Were
yeah, how many were elected?
Zero. A couple dozen of them. I'm talking about the libertarians who ran as Republicans and Democrats. Very principled libertarians who ran, many of whom are not elderly. So you've already had more success here in New Hampshire, and you're complaining about how much they get paid?
I'm not complaining about anything.
All right, well, then let's move on. Stefan, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
You seem to think it's relevant.
He called in about it, and it is, I think, a good thing to have them get paid less. That's all I'm saying. It's a good thing.
You're practically running out of breath, blowing the horn about why New Hampshire, should pay less. And I just don't think it's relevant. I don't think
New Hampshire already does pay less. You're the one arguing that it should be paid more.
I'm not arguing that.
Well, it sure as hell sounded like it. Johnny Ray, did it sound like it to you that he was arguing for that?
No, I don't know, but...
You're being too kind.
Well... No, he wasn't necessarily advocating it. You pushed him for a number. He gave you $30,000.
Yeah.
I think that you have to take one side or another. $30,000 is sort of down the middle. It's mm-hmm. not high enough to get what you want, Mark, which is capable people based on the salary that they're pursuing.
Oh, no, I don't want capable people. Capable people
he doesn't
are
know
all
what
over
he
the
wants.
Place. They're scary.
All right, let's talk about... Go ahead.
If you go 30, you're still going to get a low quality of people, and I think you should try, if you're going to pick one or the other, I think it only makes sense to shoot for zero.
Right on. I'm with you, Johnny Ray, on that. So let's talk about saving, because, Mark, you said you don't have enough time to tell the horse story at this point in the show, so we're going to have to hold that. You'll have to hold the horse until tomorrow night, and we can talk about it then. Because are you going to be on tomorrow? Because I know you're leaving this week at some point, right?
No, I cannot come on tomorrow. I meant to talk to you about that. Sorry.
Crap.
Right, I think the number is 100,000.
Can you call in about the horse? Because we, you know, we
I'm sorry, Ian. No. You had to badger me for a half an hour over something I didn't care about because it's so important to you to disagree with me. I mean, you know, if you want to give me a ring,
you're the one
sure.
who wants to pay the state reps
no,
more.
No, I do not
it's
care.
It's pretty clear that you do
Again,
care.
One
That's
more
why
time.
You argued for a half an hour.
All those
you could
people,
have just been like, yeah, you're right. It's great that we don't pay state reps $30,000 a year.
I can't let you run around just, whoa, this is so great here in New Hampshire. Blah, blah, blah,
it is
blah,
great
blah.
Here in New Hampshire.
You know what sucks about
there are
New Hampshire?
101 great
if you
reasons
want to help
to
people get more liberty, you have to live through a place that ice stays on the ground for the next 4 months.
That's right, man. Freedom isn't free, is it? There's some costs to
freedom
being free.
Freedom is cold. Yeah. Freedom needs down freaking slippers on its
That's
feet right now.
You go run off to Florida there, mister.
I shall. Thank you very much.
Me and Johnny Ray will keep things warm up here for you.
Right.
When you
Johnny Ray
down.
Would take that job up in Concord for $30,000 a year.
No,
I wouldn't.
He's a principled man, unlike you. So anyway, let's go on here with economics in one lesson, which great chapter here so far. I didn't get through further than one out of four, but it was about savings and about the kind of the different types of people out there, the type of person who believes that they're benefiting the economy by spending their money compared to the person who saves their money, which typically you look at that other person, some people might look at them and say, well, he's not doing anything for the economy because he's just socking all his money away in a bank account. But, you know, the fact is that money gets loaned out, which then results in more economic growth because of investments into new businesses and, you know, services being created that otherwise wouldn't have because of his
people don't put money
investment
in savings accounts. I mean, you put your money in stocks and bonds,
stocks
and mutual
and bonds
funds.
Or whatever, all those things. You know, other
but
things
not
that are
putting,
not spending
not a,
money.
No. When I buy a stock for $100, I am buying it from someone. I am not lending my money out to be, you know, to get in the marketplace. No.
Well, but in a lot of accounts, like in banks, for instance, they lend that money out, and then that goes to create new, new businesses and new.
It's the same result. If you're buying stock, they're taking that money. They do that to raise money to invest themselves.
That's in an IPO,
their own capital project.
But usually, if you're buying a stock, you're buying it from somebody who's selling it. It's like a used car as opposed to a new one.
Well, anyway, that we don't have time to get into the rest of it. We'll have to talk about it more next week. We'll get into it when you and I can talk about it, Johnny Ray, without being interrupted by this troll over here. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Say 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.